We are quite delighted that there was time spent on deliberating and linking to the L'Aquila agreement. And the good thing is that at least our world leaders have agreed that accountability is the way forward. And the Muskoka framework is a big step forward, where for once we know what is discussed behind closed doors, and there will be need for report back. And they've made a commitment that by 2011, there will be a report back on food security and health, which is excellent, child health.
Now, last year, as you mentioned, at L'Aquila, the G8 leaders pledged some $22 billion for sustainable agriculture development over 3 years. And they say, I guess, about $6 billion of that has been allocated so far. And they say they intend to meet the 2012 target date. Are you confident about that?
Well, the good thing is that they've made the recommitment. The worry is that in the past we've had figures that are floated and there's no follow-up. So for us, the fact that we now have a framework that talks about the initial commitment of $22 billion, the fact that to date only $6.5 billion has been disbursed, and the commitment that by 2012 the balance will be delivered, I think it gives us something to hold on to and to track progress.
What are the priorities in your view? How should that money be spent?
The beauty for us in Africa is that Africa is now organized. We now have the Africa Comprehensive African Agriculture Development Plan, which is a framework at continental level where each of the member states have developed their investment plans, prioritizing their investments. Now, at regional level, we find that for the COMESA region, they have prioritized infrastructure and trade and capacity development of institutions that are relevant for food security. In West Africa, which is another regional economic bloc that has done its priorities, they are looking at staples. And to me, the beauty is that if we look at the $6.5 billion that's been dispersed, most of it has gone to CADAP. That's the Comprehensive African Agriculture Development Program. But it's still about processes. What we now need is the investments that will go into infrastructure in Africa, the investments that will open up the trade routes, and the investments that will build the human capacity that's required for a food secure region.
Well, Doctor, as you know, a few years ago, Africa went through a major food crisis, and the continent is still experiencing very high food prices. What is the status of Africa's response to the food crisis?
What Africans have done is to look inward and look at their potential. As you very well know, we are well endowed with natural resources, and Africa can feed itself and can be the breadbasket for the whole world. But what we need is technologies that will improve productivity. Currently, if you look at what we are producing, it's less than one-third the potential yields we can get from the staples that we are producing. And what we are missing there is really the technology to improve productivity and the trade routes that will allow the movement of food between surplus and deficit areas.
What do African farmers need to succeed?
To make sure that our farmers have the right incentives. What we've been lacking in Africa is this will to produce, because there's a lot of subsidies that become a disincentive. So farmers need to be given the dignity they deserve so that they become the producers, the backbone of the economy, and they get a decent price for their produce. That's what has been missing.